Andy Cheng, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you, Scott?
You were in Sydney, so we have a little bit of a delay, but I'm sure it'll be fine. What are you in Sydney for, Andy? Or can you not say?
No, I can say. I mean, I will come here for the Marvel movie called Shang-Chi, The Ten Ring.
Wow. The Shang-Chi Marvel movie that everyone's been waiting for.
Yes,
Yeah.
right.
Are you out there with, is it Brad Allen that's on that as
Yes,
well?
the director, everything, overlook everything, all the action, I'm just here to helping him,
Well, I'm
so
sure that the action's going to be top-notch then with you and Brad taking care of it.
we hope so, we're all trying, and this is a reunion, we haven't been working together, since we left Turkey, so he do his
Oh,
own
yeah.
thing, I things. This one we come by, we come together, so we will have fun.
Look what I've got here. I was going to wear this.
Whoa, yes,
I
right.
was
I
going to wear it, and
swear.
then I saw I've got a big smudge here, so I had to take it off. But yeah,
I should
I
wear.
was going to get my Jackie Chan stunt team t-shirt on, but never mind. So for anyone who doesn't know, Andy Cheng is the former member of the Jackie Chan stunt team. I guess once you're a member of the Jackie Chan stunt team, you always are,
Yeah,
right?
we are all.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are like different generation, but we just, we keep it as a family. We are all different generation. The senior. Yeah, we right now I think nine generation. So I'm a four, and then yeah, Brett is five generation. So yeah, so we keep it like this. Even we're not really with Daigo or Jackie. But we are always, like a family. So we all, we have function together. We see him, wherever he go to the world. When he come to America, I will see him. He go to England, he will see, Australia, he will see Brad. So he's everywhere.
The legend of Jackie Chan looms large and
We keep
inspired many people. And, people like yourself that have been part of the team and have gained so much knowledge about action filmmaking and have gone on to do amazing things. You yourself have been a very successful second unit director, fight coordinator, director yourself, done some big, huge movies. And that's what I want to talk about today.
Thank you. I mean, I'm lucky. Luckiest thing. Like with this world have Jackie Chan. I tell you this funny thing. He is the one like inspired me to do movie when I in high school. When I see the first, Police Story. That's so funny. When I see Police Story, when he running down to the hill, and this is my hood. I live there. The hill is my home
Oh yeah.
backyard.
All
So
right.
that hill, he's running down, and we are using the cardboard, and we always like after school we go to with the cardboard and just slide down, kind of like the big slide in the mountain. So he running there, and then that is the first time I never think about doing movie. I'm trying to be a police. So then when I see that movie, I see, oh, he running down to the hill. I said, oh, I can do that. This is the hill I running down all the time. So I said, I can do movie.
What's your martial arts background?
My background is taekwondo.
Did you
The Olympic
practice
style.
taekwondo in Hong Kong?
Hong Kong, yeah, I represent Hong Kong. I fight the world Taekwondo Federation. So like Olympic style. So
Right.
that's why I start doing compete in Hong Kong, and then I represent Hong Kong, for 4 years, and 3 times I go to international. I go to Nepal for Asian Games. I go to Korea for World Game, and then I go to Taipei for another Asian Game, and that is my last one. I won a bronze medal, then I quit, and then I start. I'm kind of like a retire, at that moment already into the business. So I start working as a stuntman, stunt double, and acting. So busy. So after I got the bronze medal, that's my final goal. I think I can reach. The higher I can go is the bronze medal. So I say that's it, done. So because in Asian, you want to be a gold medal, you have to beat Korea. And then Taiwan is second place.
Oh,
So I
yeah.
say bronze medal is the higher I can go, I mean like so I get it and I say, okay, that's it. Retire and then I start doing stunts. So that's just how I start.
How did you get involved with the Jackie Chan stunt team then?
when I start doing this stunt, I working for the company. It's a TV company. It's called TVB. I don't know if you heard that.
TVB
is like one of the biggest Hong Kong television. And I work as a stuntman, you know, martial artist, you know, like do small role, have a little dialogue. And then I start doing stunt double. But then I have a contract with them almost 7 years before I go to Jackie. I don't know, the movie I work for him, he called Mr. Nice Guy. It's unlucky for him, and lucky for me. He hurt his neck. Somehow he chews his neck and muscle. He cannot turn the head like this. I remember when I come here, the neck is like this, you know, he cannot move it. And then one of his stunt double get hurt too. So They call me and, you know, come from nowhere. And suddenly I got a phone call. Hey, do you want to come to Australia work for Jackie Chan? And I say, as a lucky at that moment, my contract with the TV company, I got fired. I got fired because I go.
Luckily for you.
In the TV, everyone go out to working at the movie too. They sign a contract with the TV, but they like sneaky out, kind of like open to let people do that. But I don't know. I'm the first one got fired because say, oh, you working outside. Oh, really? I got a picture from the newspaper, stunt double with the actress. So they say, oh, we have a proof. You cannot working for outside. And then they ask me to leave the company or they fire me. So I have to leave the company because if I don't leave them, they say I never go back to the company. So I say, okay, then I leave. So I leave by myself. I resigned to leave. And then at just right after 1 week, I got the phone call say, hey, do you want to come? If I don't have that trouble, I don't think I would left the company. So I would never work for Jackie Chan. So that's just like...
So it was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, so it's lucky. Then I go to Australia, start with him as joining the team. And then everything's like so perfectly timing. I go to Australia. You know, he did... he already go to America. He go to Hollywood. He did Big Ball. He did Cannonball One. He did film. But he's not success, right?
Because they tried to change Jackie Chan's style. I mean, kind of. Big Brawl was his style, but Protector was like, what was that? It was like, way it should have been done.
So he failed with that, you know? So he went back to Hong Kong and started doing his own movie, right? So he started doing Police Story. When I go to Australia, it just right after I worked for him, we are in Melbourne, after 3 months, he suddenly, Rumble in the Bronx, it got really success in America.
Yeah.
And then big success, right? So he suddenly, he's like, wow, he's back to Hollywood. And then when we go to Sydney, I remember right after Melbourne and we moved to the location to Sydney, and they say, oh, you know, I got the, I'm going to Hollywood. My next movie, go to Hollywood. And he asked me, I said, do you want to come with me? I said, of course, I want to come with you. So that's it. That's like I said, lucky timing. He got that success back to Hollywood. And then that's how we go to Rush Hour. And then Rush Hour success.
Yeah.
And then Shanghai Noon. And then Rush Hour 2. Stanley Tong, you know, the director.
Yes.
He got the TV pilot. It's called Martial Law.
Oh, yeah.
So he said, oh, I can borrow it. And Daigo, Jackie said, yeah, you can borrow him. My next movie. It's later, the Shanghai Noon. So I got to do the pilot just for short period. But then the pilot, we haven't finished, and then we got picked up. So I got another 8 months for the whole season.
So all of a sudden, you've become an American. You were in America this whole time. Yeah. Let me ask you this. You were a stuntman for 7 years in Hong Kong before you went with the Jackie Chan stunt team. Had you learned everything there was to learn by the time you'd gone over to Jackie's team, or did you learn even more once you got there? Or
mostly in TV is like the epic, you know, the custom, you know, the wire system, you know, the wuxia, those muscle arts. So we do a lot of wuxia wire. So that is my background. I, like like every day, you know, like doubling girl, guy, and daylight. With daytime, we go location, nighttime, we go stage. So that's how you're working in TV. It's really, really busy. We work for 10 different stunt coordinator for the TV show. So you are almost like, you not work for this show, you work for other show. So that is to get my all my experience about why I work, you know, stunt double, all kinds. But modern day stuff, it's not that much. Then when I went to for Mr. Nice Guy, and then I start seeing, wow, a different world, you know. It's much more.
What was the difference?
The scale is bigger. Yeah. The stunt's bigger. Every stunt's bigger. You know, they don't do that many camera tricks. So they want to see the stunt. So especially with Ducky. So everything is very steady. The camera is not like, and not choppy. You want to see everything. You have to love multiple, you know, multiple fighter, you know, many, many stunt guys have a good timing. So lucky I have the experience. So I get into it. The timing is fine, but then the rest I need to learn, and especially the way how he's shooting is so different than the TV. So I, like I said, learn mostly when I do especially as a movie choreography or editing, and all kind of camera work is so different. You know, TV is very basic, you know, and then that is getting to, oh, start learning different lens, you know, wow. Why are they changing lens? You know, because in TV it's one zoom lens. They don't change lens. It's just zoom tight. Okay, tight wide zoom. Just zoom. But outside, okay, now give 50 mm. Oh, 35. So they're changing it. And also, special him, he like to see the perfect treatment. So he won't just put wide shot. Sometimes the cameras, the lens is tighter, but you have to fit way into it. So you're in the right spot. So you're not, you know, off. The head, a low, a high, low. So you have to be very precise.
Ricky Tang, where is he?
I don't know.
He killed a detective today. Where is he?
Who got killed, man?
Oh. 20 seconds!
Okay, so this is a... Yeah, there's a funny thing here. This is a Brad Allen.
Amazing
kicks. You can see him because that, and then there's a whole chingling step. This is me. Then I go. I'm chingling.
That was you doubling for Ron there, was it?
Yeah, that's Ron. Yeah. And then the leg, everything without this is all me. So I'm back and forth with the different wardrobe. So I'm doing, you know, different part. And then So he's a good skill, but you know.
I know Ron, and this was his first film, wasn't it? So he had to learn how you guys...
He had to learn, because the rhythm, you know, and especially with Jackie, you know, we have the better timing with him because we knowing him, and then also he more trust. And then if you see the behind the scene in Who Am I?
Yeah, it was tough on Ron. I saw that. It was a tough few days for him.
Yeah, but you know, the experience thing is not really like about skill, it's experience, you know, all kind of thing. But this is a fun thing here. People see it behind the scene, you will see we have three different double with someone do one kick and then another guy do another kick, and then we have a dummy leg to do another kick because the timing, the human being can fast enough. So we have using the real people and then we use a dummy kick. So it's kind of very funny thing.
The leg, yeah.
Yeah.
It gets hit in the face with the leg.
Yeah, if you do it for real, then you will never have enough time to go back for the second kick. So that's why we're using the dummy kick.
The trust aspect is very important, isn't it? That you feel comfortable with who you're working with so that you can go 100% full speed and not worry that you're going to hurt each other, yeah?
Absolutely. That's why the rehearsal... So let's say this, you know, in Hong Kong style, we're doing fine, right? We're on set, we choreography at the same time. So you don't have a prep time. You don't train the core. You learn there and then do it right there. Yeah. So that's why hard time for people don't know Hong Kong style. People cannot do it. If you don't have enough experience, we suddenly choreography like 20 moves. You learn in 2 minutes. And then now roll camera, shoot. So the people, they do good fight scene in Hollywood. You know, they do 3 months practicing. Right, they do the same scene and do it day by day, you know, over again, and then you train with the same people. And then when we're doing that, like Ron is the day he come to put the wardrobe and go up there. Oh, okay, now we're Corey. Oh, now we do this kick, do this move.
Yeah, you show him what he's got to do, and he has to perform it right there and then. No practicing. Yeah, so maybe he can practice, you know, a few times with yourself, the stunt guy, and then he's got to do it with Jackie.
Yeah, but that also, first of all, you know, you do with Jackie is already a lot of pressure, you know, and then Jackie is so fast and so.
I've been there. Pressure.
No, he's so fast. He's so good, and his eye is really amazing. You know, his brain is crazy. So he was doing thing, but he would feel the camera, where the camera, where's the hit, what part we're missing. This is one of the best experiences with him. If you go back to in that fight happening, we're doing the fight scene at the one point. Ron do the kick over Jackie, he duck, and he's in the camera, he duck, but then we shoot a couple of things, suddenly he think, oh, when I duck, I need to turn back and give one more punch, like something in here, so add one more ball. So he add on it because he feel this empty here, he feel that the foreground has something missing. So he's constantly doing the fight and same time and already imagine the framing and then knowing which part, oh, this may be something missing. So at Ron, you know.
That's interesting, right? He's that experienced that, you know, it's enough to do a fight sequence and he can remember the choreography, but he's also thinking exactly where the camera is. He's thinking about how to show the technique to the best of the ability. He's probably helping Ron out because it's Ron's first movie in terms of positioning. And he's also thinking about directing at the same time.
Because he directs the scene. So and then he's thinking editing point. So it's amazing.
I suppose it's like you're being able to multitask at an extreme level when you're like Jackie Chan.
Yeah. He is a Jackie Chan. So that's why it's the only one I still that moment I still never forget because I never reach one moment like this. It's in the middle of shooting, few take. And then suddenly he will feel, oh, this is something need the foreground. If not, I'm just ducking and then the shot is boring.
So he had the idea in the middle of the take and then executed the idea. That's how quickly his mind was working.
Yeah, he executed that and then he's add on it to make the film, make the filming better. So this is one thing. And also the style, you know, he trusts everyone we are because we are so close. I think that's something when the stunt team and helping the actor when you're doing with the people you can believe and trust. You know, so this is something I think he's really smart with this. You know. This is Brad Allen. This is Brad Allen. Yeah, he do the fun trip. Yes. Yeah, this is Wu Gong, I think.
It looks like it was cold.
It's a cold, freezing cold.
This shot here when he kicks, it works really well, but it looks like more of an American sort of angle, you know, it's a little bit tighter than what you might normally see.
Uh-huh.
It works brilliantly.
Yeah, but this
I was wondering, when Jackie was doing Rush Hour, Shanghai Noon, Shanghai Nights, was he left to do the fights the way he chose, or were some of the directors wanted some input, or did they just say, Jackie, this is what you do, do your thing?
Let me see. I mean, Rush Hour, you talk about Rush Hour? Rush Hour beginning, I mean, a different, you know, the first one I remember when we do is... We have a little, him have a little hard time with the DP.
Oh.
So, you know, like he's brilliant, right? The way we're working with Corey, we also put camera. We also already have editing. So we're knowing almost like exactly how many frame you need, what angle and what angle. So I think that is the first when we do Rush Hour, the DP, and then, you know, because the angle and size, the lens is something. So he have a little hard time until I remember we do the pool scene at the pool house. That day, we run out of time, the director start run out of time. And then I think that moment, because the scene haven't started shooting the fight scene yet, so Jackie start really like anxious, and then he start going to, I have to do this. So I did a little bit kind of like a fighting, and then end up, the director say, okay, Andy, you take over, Jackie, you take over. So he take over, then we finish the scene. Because the way how we shoot.
It's funny you're talking about that scene, because actually I've seen that scene, and I remember thinking it didn't have the yes, it was Jackie Chan, but it wasn't full Jackie Chan flavor. There was something about it that was a little bit slower, a little bit more Western, if you like. It didn't have the zip and the power to it.
If you go back to that, see the movie again, there's the first few part when he come, the very beginning, he come up to the embassy and get a gun, and then the pool scene, those scene, that moment, it kind of like he try to sit back to let them do it.
Yes.
Until that moment, he seeing, okay, keep doing this movie will go and be like a big ball.
He realized is that it's not going to be up to his standards. He's got to put his foot down.
So that's why I say the first week, he very upset, very, very hard to communicate and try to respect everyone.
Yeah.
But then he's
it was like the protector all over again.
Yeah, he said almost like Big Ball, Protector, you know, those movies again. Because we run out of time, he knowing American production is like this. You only have this schedule. The 2 day finished, whatever finished. We won't give you another day shoot. So he knowing if he don't fight for it, we'll never get something good. So after the first week, I think, then the pool scene is the first scene he start. I have to do it. And then when he did that, the director said, wow, so big difference, much faster, much better. So from that on.
You've only got to look at Jackie Chan's earlier movies, but okay.
But they you know, because DP, you know, they're thinking that the different way, you know, and then also the system is like this, right? So until that moment, I remember since that, everything we start take over. So we're planning, we shoot, and then everything on set, we're running with the, so action, so hey, so what we're doing? So that stuff from there, the whole movie going to that fast and that good is because he's on it.
For me, it was great because obviously growing up watching Jackie Chan and seeing his Hong Kong movies and seeing the big brawl and Cannonball Run and Protector and it not being, you know, the same as a Jackie Chan Hong Kong movie. So for me to watch Rush Hour, it was great to see that for the most part, the fights were what we were used to with Jackie Chan. And of course, that was of course the way to do it. And obviously the Rush Hour was a great success because of the partnership between him and Chris Tucker working very well in the comedy, and Ratner took care of that brilliantly. But on top of that, we got the Jackie Chan action that we were used to seeing and that we desperately wanted. I mean, there was a reason why Rumble in the Bronx was a smash success, because, you know, that was a Jackie Chan style that America wanted to see.
That one is really like I said, he put a foot on it, and then everything from that on is good. And then Sang Hai-Lun totally control, because Sang Hai-Lun, the director, all the action, so we take over. So Sang Hai-Lun, and then Rush Hour 2, of course, is good because Brad's already with us already, he very trust us. So the Jackie Chan stunt team has already take over the second and third one. Even third one, I think Brad Allen is the coordinator on that too. So because we are, So that's the whole process is Rush Hour, Sang Hai-Lun, Sang Hai-Night. So we have all the fully control, and then the you can see the difference than the rest of the movie.
Let me ask you this then, Andy, having worked in America and Hollywood and Hong Kong movies, what is your opinion on the difference? Because for me, when I go out and I make a Chinese or Hong Kong movie, having to learn the fights on the day is very stressful. So in Hollywood, they'll rehearse the fights beforehand and you can arrive on the set ready to do the fight and everybody knows what to do. I mean, what do you, having worked on both sides, which do you think is the best way to work?
I mean, both is good. You know, I won't say which one's better, but for action movie, you know, like, you know, if the actor like you, you know, the talent, you know, whatever, who does that, You have a background with the martial art or background with the action movie. You know, so then the Hong Kong style may be more organic, you know, because you, when sometimes, you know, like I would say this, you know, why I think that's good? Because you don't know what happened until that moment. So you could call it and then everything very organic, and then so you give you something very fresh. When you have another style, you know, like the prepping periods, you know, when you have it, then you see so much already. So your excitement, you already knowing what will be come out, because you already shoot the periods, you already have editing, you already knowing what is seen already.
Well, you don't think it's different then for action to fine tune it, to be really precise and to turn up on the day and think, we know exactly what we need to do today. We've already figured it out and we're going to get everything perfect. You don't think there's any merit to that?
Yeah, I'm married on both, you know, like I said, I personally, of course, you know, prepping, you know, you have time.
So how do you like to work now? Having done both ways, do you prefer still the Hong Kong way, or do you like a bit of the preparation that goes into it before with the Hollywood way?
I think if you're doing a huge, big stunt, you know, of course you need prepping, you know, big stunt, you know, but I do, you know, like I said, I do both ways, you know, which way I would really like, I will pick it, you know, if the production give me more time, of course I would like the prepping, you know, you're 4 months to prepping the movie, of course they're great. But the organic one for me is, I think, the kind of sometimes
a bit more creative on the day, and then keep the juices flowing.
And because it makes you, you know, you have to think much, you know, like I think that the time is to push you. So is this all like the reaction, you know, how you react with the location, how you react with the props, how you react with everything. I tell you the story of how different we're missing that. Like I said, I missed that because, okay, you miss a nice guy. Remember the construction site scene? The scene on the construction? Yeah. You know, all the, you know, remember some American movie, they almost copied it, right? They, you know, paint the hole, you know, the leather and all kind of thing.
Yeah.
They almost copy it, right? Or, you know, whatever they call. So they kind of like look at that, oh, that's the scene. It's very similar. But in Mr. Nice Guy, that sequence, I tell you the one of the best experience too. Till today, never happened. We're there, sleeping 3 days. We wept 3 days before we shoot. So we went the day one.
Right.
The construction, you know, no window, no nothing. So when the nighttime, raining or the moisture and the fall is wet at the morning. So we had to go there, clean up all the puddle, the water, and then we dry the fall, and then we make the set dry and then waiting for Jackie ready. So he go put the water up and then he sit there thinking. But when he thinking, sometimes he fall asleep. So he sleep and then we just dry the fall and waiting for him wake up and then we start shooting, right? Day one. We dry the fall at the whole morning almost to lunch. He wake up. It's about lunchtime? Yeah. Okay, lunchtime. So lunch. Everyone lunch. So we don't do anything, not even put the camera out yet. And after lunch, you go back and think, okay, no idea. Okay, wrap. We wrap day one.
Right. Didn't do anything, just a bit of sweeping.
Didn't do anything, we just sweep the thing, and then we're using the fire torch and dry the floor. I remember everyone, and everyone just dry the floor and get ready for, okay, day one.
If you're in the stunt team, you have to do more than fights. You have a lot of jobs to do, including puddle removals and drying.
Everything. You need to prepping everything, right? So we do day two, same thing. We go there, dry the floor, do the routine, dry the floor, waiting for him wake up and waiting for him to get idea. Same thing, lunchtime. Okay, let's lunch. Okay, let's wrap. Day two, wrap again.
Nothing.
No, right? Day three. We do the same routine. He's sleeping, wake up, and then lunchtime. Oh no, I got an idea. Let's shoot.
Wow.
The middle of the day, and suddenly, okay, let's shoot. Whoa, 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 whoa. And then the whole sequence just like this. And okay, do this, do the whole. I need the unbelievable. We have 2.5 days.
Opening the floodgates, and all the ideas started to pour out. out and he got it done.
Yeah, he don't have the whole thing in the head. He don't do it. He just, how about this guy? How about, so this is my experience. I never have a production. You don't working and they call rap. You don't work, call rap. And then until he got the idea. So then when you see the sequence, it's very interesting, right? Oh, he said, okay, how about this? This guy got the thing and then the sip tie his finger and then funny. And then put Alan in the spinning thing.
Yeah.
Everything
around, yeah.
Everything just there.
Oh, wow, yeah. And that's the genius of Jackie Chan, isn't it? I mean, coming up with those sequences, it's not just about kick, punch, block. It's so inventive with all the props and everything.
It's all create at the moment, you know, when he look at all around and then start thinking, okay, what can I do? Can I do that something with the fire hole? Can I do, you know, the pileup with the wood? You know, what he can do and how I do it with this machine? It's like everything is just, we're just watching him, you know, like, wow, how he come up with this, all kind of thing. We're just helping, you know, we come up with a little idea, but
yeah,
the general idea is all him.
I'm really glad you've explained it like that, because actually I've always struggled to think, why not just do it the other way? But now that you've said that, we've had this conversation, I actually understand much more the thinking behind it and how it can make you much more creative. So thank you for that, Andy. That's a great story.
You're welcome.
You worked with a very dear friend of mine, director Isaac Florentine, on US Seals 2. Can you tell us a little bit about this experience working with Isaac and Dan Southworth?
Okay, there's Dan. Yeah. Oh, there's me. Oh, triple cake.
Nice kick.
It's good. You know, I mean, Isaac is an amazing director, very nice, very gentle. And this is the, you know, he very nice, very trust me. He gave me this opportunity as the director, you know, and all the scene, you know, he have me all freedom, you know. I have all the creativity, you know, and even the character. I put in my character. I tell him, oh, I can paint one character like this, you know. I got my bone hair, you know. I paint my scarf, you know. So I'm picking my weapon. So I say, okay, maybe I have a scarf, you know, all the thing. And then, and this is also it's a special feat with Dan when he with the chain.
So yeah, that stunt there that Dan did is beautiful.
Yeah, that's it. So, but this is, you know, like I like this, you know. I think Isaac just really amazing and give me this opportunity. But I wish I had more experience at the moment.
I can see your Taekwondo roots there. Bang, bang.
Yeah, that's right. It's very hard for when you are directing and acting at the same time. I feel so tired when I do that moment. I do the stunt, right? I fall into the ground. You know, in one side, you look at the moon, maybe do one better, one higher, one better, harder, and kick the face harder. But another side, I say, oh, shit, I'm doing it to myself. It's so very hard, you know, try to be very high standard. But then you request yourself, and then you have to, you know, you have to do
everything. You need to think about the shots, yet you're still asking him to kick you in the face.
So totally full-on martial art movie, you know.
For anyone that hasn't seen it, check it out because, yeah, it's very charming movie, but the fights, they're off the hook. I mean, all of them.
This is the one that, so far, I'm still very proud of this job. One of the great scene, you know, this sequence is amazing, and then the idea, you know, it's good, you know. I mean, when I work on it,
is that Marco Zorro?
Yeah, that Marco Zorro. Yeah, this is Marco Zorro and
Ernie Reyes Jr. Yeah,
Ernie. You know, so all those. This is the idea when I read the script. I remember, I pitched them, you know. When they say the wobble and get him, they capture him, and I say, can I have all the little guy, like a kind of like I want to be the small guy, the whole business. So I hire everyone is like 5 foot tall, so everyone is a small guy, and then I say I have the leader as Ernie. So I give the director this choice about Ernie, and Ernie is really good talent. You know, this boy is really good. You know, he has martial arts, great martial art, you know, skill.
Yeah.
And The Rock, very amazing. The Rock is, one thing is really, really good is the choreography. His memory is really, really good. So he will learn all the choreography a split second. Very good.
I love about this show is the violence. It really didn't skimp on violence. I mean, it's really great to watch. I love a bit of violence, me.
I'm very happy with this result too. This is, I like the end shot, the silhouette, the shadow.
Oh yeah.
You know, the shadow in the wall, you know, chop the guy in two pieces and then, so that,
yeah. Yeah, and it's then, to see Hong Kong action in like an American TV show. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, very hard, you know. This is one of the cool things this show, you know, they really give us our Hong Kong team or action team and then second unit, you know, I have fully support, you know, especially at the third season. When I do the third season, we have, you know, normally when you're doing a TV show, you could say you have 6 days or 8 days for one episode. Maybe action unit, maybe 2 days or maximum, maybe 4 days. We have whatever, 9 days for one episode, we have 9 days second unit. So every episode is the same time with drama unit. So I have a lot of... I
mean, it shows because the action in that show is top notch. I've got one question for you.
Yeah. You're
filming this in Ireland, right?
Yes, actually in Ireland, yeah.
So where the hell was my phone call? I'm sitting over, I'm just a few hours, I'm just an hour away. I should have been into the Badlands, right? Come on.
You're the big star. What are you talking about?
I would love to have been in that show. I thought that show was great.
Yeah, right? So next time you should call.
Daniel Wu should have given me a call for that.
Yeah, right. That'd be fun, you know. It's surprising, you know. I thought the show did really well, especially, you know, the action, you know, I mean, the scale, the production, everything is top on the TV show, you know. I'm so a little disappointed, you know, we not gonna pick up the season 4. Yeah. So ideally we have season 4, you know, and original, we already planned to go for season 4. I thought we were going back and then the season 4, even more better idea. So really? Amazing. Oh. Yeah, it's the greatest idea of the season 4. But then it's somehow, I don't know, AMC or whatever reason, or rating, or also the budget, you know, I know it's the budget.
Spending too much time and money on the action.
that's one of the reasons, you know, they want to cut down it. But then, so when they're thinking, you know, that's kind of the show is because the action. So kind of like the battle about those things, you know, without the time, it's not just even the money, it's the time, without the time to shoot, you know, how you can be at this kind of level, you know.
I mean, I'm sure you've had to do some pretty hair-raising stunts in your time. Are there any, like, stunts or incidents that stick out in your mind that were pretty, pretty crazy?
I mean, if you see Rush Hour 2, remember, we did a fight scene and the big jab, the big bow. And then we're doing the fight scene on the back of the tail. And then when we do a choreography, you know, our style is not we have the prepping and shoot the prepping. We don't do previous. We have this scene and, okay, now I fight 4 guy. So we choreography and then shoot at the same time. So we don't know what we're doing when we go there and then we start choreography. So that night before, when we go there, first thing Jackie say, okay, what are we doing in the fight scene? What we should do? And then he suddenly come up the idea, okay, how about we fight and then someone fall into the water? Then I right away say, yeah, we can fall into the water, but we did the stunt before this fight scene when the bad guys already fall into it. I say, if you want to fall into the water, we need to make a difference, right? I tell him, maybe 2 guys, maybe all 4 guys. So he said, okay, 2 guys. So how about 2 guys? So then we start choreography. And the stunt is that he kicked one guy and this guy bumped into this guy and then they both like this. And this guy arch back and this guy lean on it and then they both fall into the water at the same time.
Yeah.
So I doubling, I as the guy kicked him, so I don't, these two guys not me, but I want to do the stunt fall into the water when the boat's still moving. The boat is never shut down the engine. The boat keep moving. So I want to do one of them. So the two of them, one is the Korean stuntman, his name is Mong Cha Cha. So he is the one do the one bad work. And he's so scared. He said, I'm not good with swimming. We're doing this scene, fall into the water in the midnight 4 o'clock. So with no safety diver, no safety, we just fall into the water and get out. In midnight in the ocean. And the boat is not stuck.
Is this in America?
No, in Hong Kong.
Oh, it's in Hong Kong. That's why you can do it.
Hong Kong. So that's why we don't have a safety. We don't have anything. No safety.
Hong Kong stuff.
Yeah. Remember, we say the whole choreography would come up at that moment.
Yeah,
we never planned it.
Yeah.
So and then suddenly they fall into the water. Okay. So then Mong Cha Cha kind of like, oh, I'm not good with this swimming. And also earlier when I do the fight, I hit my thigh. He said, oh, my leg is a little sore. I said, okay, don't worry. I double you. So I want to do it. So I changing. I'm doing the fight, and then I double him to do the fall. So very easy. So Nikki is on top of me, Nikki Lee.
Oh yeah.
So he hit me. Yeah. And I do the bend, and then he fall over me, and then I fall. Fall in the water like crazy. 10 seconds later, boom, pop out. Wow, so much fun.
Right? Easy.
So then,
no problem.
Very easy. We're fun and crazy underwater. And then a little boat come and pick us up. And then we go back to the big yacht. And then we up there. And then it's, oh, one more. We do one more. And then the director say, you want to do one more? So, oh, big deal. We go changing the red shirt. You know, we need to dry one and dry the hair. And then, okay, take two. Now midnight 4 o'clock. We middle of the ocean. The boat start moving. Okay, take two. World camera. We start doing the same stunt before that. And then Brett Ratner, the director, come to me. One. He, hey, hold on. And then Andy, can you do this? This time when Nikki bump you, don't fall the same time with him. He bump you, he fall over you, but you are doing the lumbo dance. Like, arch the back. Yeah, long as you can before you fall into the water.
Oh, okay, don't so jump. First guy, then you.
Yes, so he hit me, he over me, and he fight over. And then I am still here acting, like funny. So I arch back. So, okay, no problem. I say, easy. So, boom, he fight over me, and I arch, boom, I fall into the water. And then in 10 seconds, you know, like it's crazy, right? It was about 10 seconds, I think. I should pop out, but I still underwater, right? And boom, I hit my head. And I said, no way I can hit something. I hit the boat. So I'm under the boat, I'm dying. Because I'm thinking, I'm going to the boat.
So you got trapped under the current of the boat and you've hit the boat with your head.
Yes, because I arched so much, I arched back into where I suppose, supposed to hit. Yeah, and then I hit the side of the boat.
Yeah.
But I thought that moment, I don't know, I'm side of the boat or whatever, but I can now, you know, after so many years, you know, try to make a logic how I was trapped in there. So I hit it and I keep spinning like a bad flip. I keep bad flip. I hit my hand. I try to grab something. I cannot grab anything because so slippy, you know, the wall is like all the moist. It's so slippy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't get a grip.
Yeah, you kind of grip and then just keep spinning. And then I hold my breath and then I don't even open my eye because it's the midlight. It's black. Everything's black. So I just close eye and hold my breath. And I hold on and then I start talking to myself. So I start talking to myself. I say, Andy Chan. I said, this is not fun anymore. This stunt supposed is Mong Cha Cha. Mong Cha Cha is his name, right? This is supposed to Mong Cha Cha doing. So I say, this is not fun. Then I start telling myself, okay, calm down. It'll be okay. Because I know I'm panicking, I will die. I said, it's okay. Because I'm thinking about the first aid thing. So if I'm drunk, people find me. I say, when the boat stops, I know all my brother will jump down and save me, and then maybe first aid or something so they can save me. So I start, after I say, this is not fun anymore. And then, okay, calm down. Hold my breath. So I start holding, and then I'm still spinning, thinking the whole time I'm doing like a washing machine. I'm spinning, I'm still hitting the wall. I touching the wall like this. So I say, okay, I can't hold anymore. So I start drinking water. I start suck all the water. I can see my eye. Remember I said, I never opened the eye because it's so too dark, right? But I see inside my eye, I see the my purple, my eyeball, like this, like a shorter, like an amateur, you know, the shorter, close. It's close, like really like a little hole. This, and I say, oh, I'm dying. So I give up. So the eyes start closing, the shutters start closing. I pass out. I'm ready to pass out. Boom, someone grabbed me here. I will never forget. He grabbed me here. But, you know, because I have the shirt, you know, all the, I'm thinking, don't slap. If we slip, because of water, everything, if we slip, I'm dying. I'm no oxygen. So grab. And then I grab his hand. And hopefully he not let go. And lucky that is Jackie. But people don't know, Jackie's hand is huge.
Jackie Chan saving you.
Yes, it's his hand. If other people maybe cannot even grab this, you think about my arm so big. You cannot. His hand is so big, lucky. He grabbed it and pulled, and he fight with the wave to pull me out. And he said, because the first lucky is Jackie Chan. Second lucky is when everyone looking outside the boat, like 200 feet, 400 feet, they keep thinking it should be out around further. Not that. Here's why he said it's somehow he feels something wrong. He looked down, he see the edge of the boat, and he see my jacket. Like this. Oh, he's here. So he lies down. Wow. And the third thing, the lucky is the boat is a huge, big boat. If a longboat boat, if we have, oh, underwater, oh, he's down there. If you're 10 foot high, nobody would jump in to save me. It's so dangerous. The boat's still moving. The motor's still like this. You have to wait like 10 minutes to quiet down. So lucky the boat is not 10 foot high. The boat is like a 3 foot high because for the jet ski platform. So very low. Right. So he lie down himself into the edge of the boat and then reach out and grab me out. He wanted to load, you know, the big yacht, they have a jet ski platform for the jet ski.
Oh, he's on the platform.
He's in the jet ski platform. Oh, if okay. that boat, no jet ski platform, he cannot save me. It's too far. He won't jump down there to save me. Because the jet ski platform, so he go down to the jet ski platform, lie down himself and grab. But then I pull him in because the weight, I'm spinning, I pull him in, and then all the stunt guy grab his foot, grab his leg. And holding him back. It's kind of like a movie, you know, he falls.
Team to the rescue, looking after their brothers.
That's
in the turn of the propeller or something at the back of the boat.
Just I know. The lucky, there's a 160 foot. The two bobella or jet ski is inside the boat, like one quarter inside. It's not at edge the boat. So lucky there. But I thought I would go into the bobella and I would die.
Yeah.
So, but then he pulled me out and then suddenly all the people gone. There are like 300 people in the boat. They all hiding because they thought this guy died. They thought I'm dying. So everyone think I'm dying because so panicking that moment in the midnight. So everyone is go, no thing. So Jackie, lucky, if a long more actor, the stunt people will say, okay, let us handle it. But because him there, because he see me, and then because his big hand,
yeah,
that's why I lie.
So you were a fan of Police Story as a kid, and then you've had your own Police Story moment with Jackie actually saving you.
Yes, right. He really saved me. But then the funny story is like this. So the boat people gone, and then now we ride the boat riding back to the ferry. We go back to the shore, and then we're going back on the way back. And then I have to go change all my wet shirt, right? So I'm going inside the wardrobe. The room had the boat inside had a small room for wardrobe. So I go change my own clothes. And then my brother holding me, his name is Wu Gong. Remember Wu Gong?
Yeah.
You know, the Jackie Chan stunt team. Now he's a big time in China. He's action director. He is the one, the night before he fought doubling John Long. He said,
He's holding me. He's so nervous. His hand's shaking. He said, "Ah, I know there's something wrong. I know this stunt is so dangerous. I know. Then I start changing my coat, and I suddenly start laughing. I smile, I'm laughing. And he said, "Why are you laughing?" And he starts, you know, "F you, you're crazy. You said, well, you almost died. Why are you laughing?" And I said, "That's so funny." He said, "Well, funny, it's not funny." He's tear done, you know, he's so in motion, right? That moment, everyone's still panicking. And I say, "No, because when, remember what I'm saying earlier? I say, Andy Chen, this is not fun anymore. This is supposed to Mong Cha Cha doing." So I'm thinking about why I would talk to myself the whole time in English. Then I start laughing because why I would speak English? I'm supposed to speak Chinese. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about why Andy Chen. So I'm trying to, you know, recall what I'm doing underwater, how I help myself come down. When the boat stopped, they will come to save me. So the whole time I talk to myself is in English.
Thanks very much for sharing your stories with us, buddy, and explaining to us the art of action.
Thank you. See.